Good morning, 6:25 a.m. on Monday, September the 28th, I think, 2015. The post-full moon morning, the moon is peeking through the clouds over to the west. It's still well above setting, which means it's still well before actual sunrise. I'm hiking along pretty fast because I'm trying to get back in time to wake up the kid, and I started about 3 minutes late. 9:25, 20 minutes. I should be back by 6:25. I should be back by 6:45, which is the time I'm supposed to wake up the younger progeny to get her ass ready for school, which generally involves me making breakfast of some flavor or other. So we've been playing with cover designs over on the Facebook group. And I put some photos, some screen caps from EVE Online just to get a feel for what it would look like. And there are basically two camps. That's not true. I think the design is pretty well agreed on as pretty good, or I like it. I can't. It's really hard to say until I get the rough from Dan Sawyer, which he says he's going to get me today. Which leaves me 2 days, 3 days. Days has October. Auto June. And whatever. I have no idea. You'd think at my age I would have memorized how many days there are in a month. No, not really. I'm not, 100% sure. I get the number of months right, so moving on. So one of the questions that has always come up is series branding, how to identify the series. And with the share books and with South Coast, the first one set the tone for what they looked like. So Trader's Tales from the Golden Age of Soul Clipper, Shaman's Tales from the Golden Age of Soul Clipper, to let people know that it's set in the same universe. Now the question is, do I really need that? Particularly with this first book of the new Ishmael series. Particularly where he's not going to be spending a lot of time in CPJCT space, but actually in Toehold space, in the dark side. It's still, in a time frame, it's still in the Golden Age of Soul Clipper. But do I need to clutter up the cover with that? Can I just say A Seeker's Tale, Book 1? I agree with the critique that it's wordy, that it's particularly on the cover, it's a bit distracting. So I don't know. I'm of two minds. On the one hand, it makes a much cleaner cover design. On the other hand, it doesn't... It's not clear, looking at the cover, that this is the part of the same franchise. That it's part of the Ishmael Wong story. Until you get to the blurb. And the blurb actually mentions Ishmael and Pip, and that's cool. And that might be enough. Coupled with my name, coupled with the other books in the franchise, and putting the compass rose on the cover so that they have, so that potential new readers have a benchmark, a signpost pointing the way, quite literally. He's a curiosity. I don't know how this is going to play out. I'm sort of toying with the idea of doing away with it altogether and just calling it a smuggler's town. But there's a bunch of sample covers over on the Facebook group, none of which are illegal to use for the book, because they're screen caps from EVE Online of various stations. I've got a lot of digital grabs of the stations in EVE Online, and I've pasted a few of those in to see what a station might look like on the cover. And generally I like it a lot. There's one complaint that there's no spaceships in it. There are several complaints that it looks like everything is upside down, which I understand since I took the pictures from the bottom sides. It also sort of emphasizes the reality that there is no up or down in space. As for the new book, I went back to where it didn't work and started writing it forward again, and came up with a very similar sort of design. Not the same, but I've got enough words now that I think I might have a first chapter. I'm leery about committing to, oh, I've got it now, I know what it is, because I certainly don't. I have no clue. But I think I've got a toehold. I think I've got a foot in the door of this story, and I will find out later today when I sit down to write again whether or not I actually do. And today is the 28th, which means I've only got at most 3 writing days before the end of the month. So this is going to be tense. This is going to be tight. I need to get this book done sooner rather than later so that I can have it ready for Karen Conlon the 1st of October, so that I can get going on the book that I need to have ready for the 1st of November, so that I can get going on the book I need to have ready for the 1st of December. Not the 1st of October. 1st of November, 1st of December, 1st of January. You know what I mean. I still have a month wiggle room in there. So if I get this book done, that's my October slot. Keep saying my October slot when I mean my November slot, and then it gives me all of October and a lot of November to get the December slot, and then that gives me December to get the January slot, and then I can book new slots for March, May, July, and give myself a little extra time between books to do some other kinds of production work. So, like narrating a couple of them, for example, which I really need to do. I worked up a sweat. I'm kind of monk post. I'm kind of clammy. I had to unzip my jacket, and now the wind has gone down my back, and my shirt is clammy. Yeah. Anyway, so last night's big to do with the blood moon. My elder progeny got a decent picture of it, and it was quite interesting. This is not my first total eclipse of the moon. I've seen over my life a couple totals. I've seen a bunch of partials, but this is certainly not my first time to rodeo. And it was pretty decent seeing last night. There were a few clouds around, but the moon was able to peek between the bands of clouds periodically, and it was fun for the whole family, as they say. Now the other thing I got to do today is I got to call the sprinkler guys back. I've got a leak, and that's flooding my backyard. It's always something. I think one of the reasons that the old Tom Hanks movie, The Money Pit? I think one of the reasons that was so funny is that it appealed to homeowners who recognize their own homes. Because there are days when I think of my house as the money pit. Hips don't fail me now. Step on a rock. So what are we going to talk about? Oh, in other news, EVE Online experiment seems to be paying pretty well. Ishmael, with very few skills, has managed to make nearly 200 million ISK in, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks since I've been doing this. Maybe it's 4 weeks. I've kind of lost track. And I can definitely see how this might work. I still haven't got to the point where I'm doing anything more than station trading. Once in a while, I will find a cargo someplace and I can go get it and bring it back. But it's pretty rare. Philip Carstairs, the character with the most money and the most skills, and he keeps training more, has earned, as a percentage basis, not quite as much, well, not even close as much. He's barely picked up 250 mil over 500. So in the same amount of time that Ishmael's earned, well, let's call it 170, with no startup capital and no trading skills. So he has like 5 slots that he can trade in. Philip hasn't done as well. He's barely had an increase of 50%, which is still nothing to sneeze at. It's certainly a lot better than one-player low-skill mining. Natalia Ruggieri, whom I started, not Natalia, Beverly Aerith, a character I started a week into the experiment to see if a startup character could earn, has earned nearly 200 mil. So from zero to she's not finished her first month's training. She's about 4 days away from her 990,000 skill points. But she's at like 130, 140 million in cash. Another 200 million in inventory, most of which is pointlessly trash. And then another 110 mil in outstanding orders. So she's done really well. I'm really pleased with that particular character. I'm particularly pleased that she's almost done training. Part of the training, part of the income that she earned was from salvaging. And I've spent the last 24 hours training her into a salvage vessel so that her salvaging efforts will actually free up the character she's salvaging for. I've got a relatively high-level character named Virkel Condor, who is lagging behind in terms of, he's my only main who doesn't have a billion-isk. And it's largely because he doesn't get much playtime, and what playtime he gets is usually dinking around. But one of the last significant milestones for him is that I got him into a pirate battleship, and that makes doing level 4 security missions pretty easy. Not completely easy, there's still a few tense moments, but they're fun, and they go pretty quickly if you didn't have to stop and salvage. And not salvaging means he runs the opportunity of leaving a lot of money laying on the battlefield. So having somebody who can come in and salvage while he moves on to the next task is pretty ideal. And by sharing the standings increases, because he has like 9 point something standing with the corporation that he's working with, by sharing that with Beverly, her cost of doing business goes down because they're standing with the Bruto tribe in Wrens, gets reduced. The cost of her broker relations, the cost of her, I don't think it affects her sales tax, but broker relations in particular, drops down. She's under 1% now, and I'm working on getting her down to about 0.5% if possible. Let's see what we can do with that. Some of that is, all of it, almost all of it is skills, but we can do better. So yeah, EVE Online, it's from the outside, and I can understand why my wife gets upset. From the outside, it looks like I'm just dubbing around. But a large portion of what's going on in the back of my head is a meta-analysis of what is she doing, not specifically what she's doing, because I don't want to repeat the game mechanic in the story. That's kind of dumb, but how does she feel about what she's doing? How does she feel about the kinds of situations she finds herself in? And what would be a comparable situation in my universe, so that I can have stories that are inspired by the Natalie Ruggieri in the book, in the game, but are really not EVE Online campaign stories in the Golden Age, which is what I get accused of a lot, but isn't really the case. At any rate, 1922, 644, I'm in good shape. It's time for me to say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.